Welcome to the new party. Good night, Moon.
Episode 11, Hidden Figures.
Hey, Lizzie.
Hey, Dad.
I want to tell you about a movie.
Did you watch it?
Not yet. It's not out on video yet. But I do want you to see it.
What is it about?
The movie's called Hidden Figures. And it's about three women who worked for NASA.
What's NASA?
Remember we talked about NASA? NASA is what sends rockets into space. Now, these women worked for NASA a long time ago, in the 60s, when we were trying to go to the moon, because we had never been to the moon before. And it was very difficult, and it was very hard to go to the moon. And these three women, their names were Katherine Johnson, Dorothy Vaughan, and Mary Jackson. Now, the leading lady, that means she was the head of the film. That was the character of Katherine Johnson. And you know what? She was very smart. She was so smart that she went to big kid school early. She was really good at math. She really loved math.
What's math?
Math is like 2 plus 2. And
what's a 2 plus 2 also?
2 plus 2 is 4. Math is using numbers to figure things out. Like how tall is something, or how far away is something. And you need to use a lot of math to get to the moon. So Katherine, she was very smart, and she worked for NASA. She had a very difficult time. It was a very hard time for her back then. But you know what? She tried really hard. She worked very hard. And she listened to her friends who supported her. She ended up being a really important person in our space program. Now, Mary Jackson, she became the first African-American female engineer for NASA.
Like Rosie the Riveter, great engineer.
That's right, an engineer. And what does an engineer do?
It drives a train.
Yes, but there's another type of engineer that works with machines.
Like Rosie the Riveter does also.
That's right. Like she would work on airplanes. Mary worked on spacecraft and rockets.
Maybe if I could cut one after a nap.
Cut one what?
Cut a rocket ship.
Well, make a rocket ship?
And we could make it a puppet.
Oh, that would be fun.
We have to work super hard to make puppets. Now you told me how Papa told me how to make puppets.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to work super hard.
Hmm.
But it was too late. So I had to go home.
It's too late for today?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I like puppets. Now, the third woman, her name was Dorothy Vaughan, and she became one of our first programmers at NASA. Now, this was back when there weren't a lot of computers, and computers were really big. They would take up whole rooms. How big is Mommy's computer?
Small.
Yeah. How big is Daddy's computer?
Huge.
So this one was really big, and it used cards. And it would make little holes in the cards, and that's how it would be able to do math. And so Dorothy, she went to the library, and she studied really hard because she wanted to have a place for herself at NASA. And she learned how to program the IBM computer. And she also taught all of her girls that worked with her how to as well, so that they all could have jobs and work on the computer. So Lizzie, Daddy went and saw a movie that was the story about Katherine and Dorothy and Mary. And it was a really good story, and it was true. These are women who lived and did these great things. Do you know, and how did they do these things? How did they work on rockets? Did they work really hard?
I could make a rocket ship out of my Duplo Legos.
That's
maybe
right.
If you could try that, I could teach you how to build one.
Oh, I'd love that.
First, we have to start at the bottom and go straight over, and the right pieces. I'll tell you the blocks I need.
Oh, okay.
Like the big red line and the blue line and the pink line and the purple line and the brown line and the black line and the boo boo butt line. Here.
Well, sweetie, I'm glad I got to tell you about this story.
Can I tell you a story?
Of course.
Can we start at the screen?
Yes, just one second.
What are we doing?
This is a poster for the movie.
Who's that?
Mary and Catherine and Dorothy.
What are they doing?
They're walking. There's a rocket behind them.
And a space planet.
Mm-hmm.
Named Pluto.
Okay, did you want to tell me a story?
Another story about rockets.
Let me think. Okay, a story about rockets. Okay, this is a rocket called a Mercury Atlas rocket. And it was part of the Mercury program, which is how America first went into space. And the Mercury Atlas rocket had a pilot, a guy who flew it. And his name was John Glenn. And John Glenn would do something that no American had done. He was going to orbit Earth. Do you know what that means?
Orbit Earth?
That means go all the way around Earth while you're in space.
All the way around Earth?
Mm-hmm. So go all the way around.
Around and around and around?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why do we have to go around and around?
Because it was an important step to go to the moon. If we couldn't go around the Earth, we couldn't make it to the moon.
Good night, Moon, are the nights I share with my daughter, my sheer awe of the cosmos and pride in our space program. Music is from Cryosleep Dreams by Simon Wilkinson. Recording and production are by me, Darren Moser. Visit thenerdparty.com for notes, links, and pictures about tonight's space topic, and further your own exploration of space. We are excited to be a part of the Nerd Party Network. Please consider supporting the show on our episode page or through our sponsor at the end of this program. Thank you, and good night.